Welcome to Relationships Unraveled. I'm Miranda, and I am here to help you unravel your relationships and live the life you were created for. Together, we are going to learn and grow in how to navigate the many relationships that make up our lives. We're going to do this by having conversations that go below the surface. So, let's shock the norm. Let's try something different and start discovering the next step forward as we talk through life together. God created us for relationships. So it's no surprise that we learn best how to navigate them together. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Relationships Unraveled podcast. I am glad you're here, and we have officially wrapped up our holiday series, and we are transitioning into a new topic for a couple shows on a new year. I know this is a big topic, and it gets talked about a whole lot every year. We have these big goals and big dreams for a new year. And I want to kind of unravel that with y'all today and what it means to start a new year, you know, looking at it with some healthy expectations, some realistic perspective, and just seeing how else we can look at this, okay? Because some of us are crushing our goals every year, and that's amazing. I love that. That's not me. I know for myself, in my early 30s, there was 3 years to be exact. I remember them very well. 3 years in a row, I had one New Year's resolution, and it was to be slow to anger. And that was my New Year's resolution. One resolution for 3 years in a row, slow to anger. And I was so excited every year to try again. And I was like, okay, I can do this. I really can do this. And by that third year, though, I quickly realized I'm not excited about this New Year's resolution anymore because it's just something that I'm not able to figure out, right? I want to make this change so bad. There was nothing more that I wanted than to stop getting angry so quickly with my young children and my husband. And I was quickly realizing into that third year that I could not do it. I was failing every year. And so I was like, huh, that's interesting, right? And so I was very defeated and very discouraged. But what I learned later was there were things that were keeping me from being able to do that. And I had to kind of get curious about that and start to learn, like, okay, I keep trying to just stop this, but I can't stop this. So there has to be more to it. And I wanted to make this change and I couldn't make the change. And I finally came to terms with that third year, close to the end of that third year. And I hit a wall and I was like, you know what? I think I need help with this. If there's something I want that badly and I can't seem to do it, I clearly need some help with this. So I want to look at New Year's resolutions and a new year and a fresh start. I want to challenge us today to look at it from a different perspective. And there's a couple of things we're going to talk about today that I think we can shift our focus to that can really transform the way we experience a new year. Now, I Googled really quickly. I Googled like the top 10 New Year's resolutions. And they were like exercise was number one, of course. I'm sure you can guess the second one. Lose weight, right? The third one was getting organized. They went on and on to like learning new skills and saving more money and quit drinking so much or quit smoking or, you know, spend more time with my family, travel more, read more. These were the ones that are the top 10 most set New Year's resolutions. And so I was thinking about it and I was like, okay, we keep coming up on a new year and I would guess these have been the top 10 for a really long time. I mean, I'm not that old, but I'm old enough to know that these are the ones that I've set and I've heard people set over and over my whole life. And so I couldn't help but think like, all right, we're missing something because we're showing up at this new year and I love the enthusiasm. I love our hope and I love our excitement, but clearly we're missing something or we would all be on amazing exercise routines. We would be all fit and trim. The weight would be gone and we would be so organized. Everything. I mean, I wouldn't have clothes piled up on my chair and my closet. I wouldn't have crap all over the bar. every 2 or 3 days and have to totally redo it all again and again and again. I would have it down, right? So I was thinking about this and I'm like, all right, let's just look at this a different way because I'm kind of tired of this. I don't know about y'all. I don't know if you're at a place where you're like, you know, I show up at the new year and I'm all gung-ho and then, you know, we poop out. And so let's look at it different. I want to challenge you in 2 ways to look at this differently. Okay. I want you to think about if there's a New Year's resolution you keep setting over and over and over and it's not happening for you, I want you to just be willing to just entertain the possibility that maybe, just maybe, there's more to it than to do it. Okay. I know our first tendency to fix things or make changes in our life is to do something because it's what our culture has ingrained in our minds and hearts and souls. Do more, do better, those kinds of things. So anytime there's a lack or something we wish for in our life and we're like, man, I want to make this change. We're like, what I got to do? What I need to do to make this change? Well, I want to challenge you in entertaining the possibility that there's nothing you can do to sustain this change that you're wanting in your life. There's 2 parts of us. There's a doing side of us and there's a being side of us. And the being side of us is our internal landscape, if you will. There's a lot happening on our internal landscape. And so if you can't seem to do the thing you want to do, like me, I couldn't just stop getting angry, right? That was a doing. I was like, I want to be different. I'm going to do it. I didn't do it. I did it for a couple of days, maybe, but then I would not. I mean, I would fail miserably. And so I want the first thing to challenge you to think of in a new perspective on a new year is to get curious about who you are. Get curious about your story and how you got to where you are today. And I'm talking about the good and the hard. This is where we make sustainable change. If you're not able to create the change you want in your life, there's more to it than to just do it. And so the more to it, 9 times out of 10, is on your internal landscape. So that's what needs some attention. So as you go into the new year, unless you're just dead set on goals and resolutions and that works for you, that's great. But I would propose, I started looking at it differently a couple of years ago and it's made a big difference in my year. I want to propose to you to scrap all the goals and resolutions this year. Don't even think about the ways that you want to be better at doing things. Start thinking about, who am I? Why can't I make changes that I want to make? What is holding me back? What roadblocks do I keep hitting in my life? Like, what patterns can I find? This takes courage because it's not always easy to look at our story and hold the good and the hard. But if you're tired and you really want sustainable change, this is a good way to start. This is a good way to start. I talk to a lot of people and almost always when there's something happening in their life, some kind of pain point around some relationship, there's an issue on their internal landscape. That's what, you know, they keep getting stuck on. So we talk through that. And they find freedom from that. They find a breakthrough. They experience something different. And it feels really good. So get curious about yourself. Hold the good. Hold the hard. To do this, you got to be ready to acknowledge your story. Acknowledge who you are. Be truthful with yourself. This can be the hardest part. We've got some good stories and some good narratives made up in our heads that we really stick closely to. Try your best to be truthful with yourself. I know for me, I had to get to a point with my anger when my resolution was slow to anger. I had to get to a point where I got curious about, okay, why am I so angry? You know, what is it that's triggering it? And I had to watch myself go through the day and write down, like, okay, when I perceive chaos or when I perceive a lot of noise, that's what starts it all. And then it just escalates from there. And I had to start learning those things about myself because I couldn't just stop. So I want to challenge you to do that too. And one thing this really helps is it takes the focus off of everyone else, because I know that can be where we're the most comfortable, looking at everybody else and going, ooh, that's not good. Like, she probably shouldn't be doing that. They probably need to fix that. Oh, they're really struggling with that. But we can look at ourselves and go, okay, this is where I tend to slip up. This is where I start to struggle in my day. This is the time. This is to start getting really curious about yourself and figure out what is happening on my internal landscape that is keeping me stuck in these patterns. But like I said, this takes courage. You have to acknowledge the good and the hard. Got to tell yourself the truth, you guys. I could have kept lying to myself forever, saying that, you know, I just can't stop getting angry. It's just part of my personality. And I've tried, you know, I gave it my best shot. I don't know what else to do. I guess it's just how I am. It's just who I am. I don't know. That's a lie. That's a lie. The part that I had to tell the truth about was, this is my story. It's really hard to hold, but I've got to hold this story so that I can figure out what I'm so angry about. And when I did that, and when I acknowledged the truth of my story, the truth of how I felt about my story, it naturally released those feelings of anger because I was addressing the real problem. The real problem was not that I couldn't stop getting angry. The real problem was I had some emotional speed bumps that I could not get over. And that's usually what's happening. But I had to tell the truth. I had to be truthful with myself. And then I had to take responsibility. I had to say, you know what? My anger's pretty justified. My story sucks and it was really hard. But here I am in my 30s as a grown woman with 3 children to take care of and a husband. And I'm getting up out of my bed every day and I'm choosing to get angry. It doesn't feel like I'm choosing it, but I never do it at the store. I never do it at church. I never do it in front of people. So that means it's a choice, right? Because I'm only doing it when I can, which is at home. And so I had to tell the truth and take responsibility. If I'm choosing this, then that means I can choose differently. And just admitting that to myself, again, another release that made it a little bit easier to step into this gradual change. And then I just had to be willing to practice new things that were new to me. And some of those things felt strange. You know, it felt weird. Some of it felt quirky and, you know, odd. And I was like, this is so weird. I'm not doing this, you know, but I did it anyway. And it was uncomfortable and it was new to me. Emotions were not something I was familiar with. Talking about emotions, thinking about emotions, considering them, you know, observing myself, all that. I was like, ugh, this is weird, but I did it. And I am 100% a believer that the being side of us matters so much. And if we're not giving it any attention, we're going to have a hard time being able to create the changes that we're desiring. So if you're wondering why your New Year's resolutions fall flat every single January or February, consider that there's more to it than to do it. Look at your internal landscape and start learning. Start learning, start growing, start being honest. It won't take you long to see the breakthroughs that'll come your way when you're willing to do that hard work. The second thing I want to consider when you get to a new year is we tend to, you know, you see it everywhere. I did mine on Spotify. I don't know if y'all have done it yet. It's really cool. They have this whole thing they go through where it tells you all the artists you listen to the most, kind of like your highlight reel for Spotify on your account. And I loved it. It was awesome. It told you your top artists, your top songs, how many times you played them. Really, really cool. I loved it. It was a highlight reel for Spotify. And I know they do that for like Instagram. I know your phone, if you have an iPhone, it'll like say your year in review and it'll make this little slideshow for you. And those things are amazing. I love them. But since our culture tends to feed off of highlight reels, that promotes a, you know, performance mindset of have more, do more, all those things. So we know that that's not healthy. All you have to do is look around at our society and it's like, okay, well, we know what's not working. And it's not like we're going to get rid of those things, right? That's never the goal, to just totally get rid of them. It's not like you need to just get rid of social media, don't have a phone. That's not the answer. It's not going anywhere. Your best bet is to learn how to navigate it. And so in doing that, we can try to look at it with a different motivation. Instead of looking at 2023 and doing a highlight reel or a low light reel. I know some people like to really get down on the year. Like, man, I'm ready for this year to be over. It's been a horrible year. All these horrible things have happened. That's very true for some of us. And then some people choose to focus on maybe they had a great year, breakthroughs left and right, and that's really great. But what I want to look at is finding God in your year. So I want you to look back at your year and look for the way that God showed up. Find His highlight reel in your life. And I'm telling you, this takes some practice. I've done it a few years in a row now. The way I like to do it is like to go back through like my photos or my Dropbox through the whole year. And it kind of helps me remember what was going on at the time, and things can really come to me that way. But when you look for God's highlight reel in your life, it's incredible. And the reason it's so incredible is because it usually has nothing to do with accolades and achievements. Usually for me, it's always more beautiful things that have happened inside of me, or things I've noticed, or revelations that He's shown me, breakthroughs that I've had spiritually or mentally. These are the things that I find to be bubbling to the top of God's highlight reel in my life. And it really, really shifts your focus to a place of extreme gratitude and just favor and excitement. And then what happens is you're able to look at the new coming year, and all you want is more of that. All you want is to find God at every turn this coming year, and for Him to show up, and for you to allow Him into your life to do His thing. And it's almost this joyful expectation of like, what is He going to do this year? Because if He did all this last year, I know that He never stops working. And so what is it going to be this year? This is what I love to do. I love to go back and look at my year and find all the ways God showed up that year. And it's never about winning or trophies or buying things, or even like the trips get left out of it, because it's just not, when your focus is looking for God, that's just, for me, that's just not where I find Him in His highlight reel of my life. It's usually things that are more meaningful to me, just on my journey of learning and growing, maybe experiencing certain people, or, you know, experiencing breakthroughs, like in maybe a class at school, something I was really struggling with, and how He showed me something new through a class, and it changed my perspective and my heart on that. Ways that I have been able to sit with people and talk with them about things that I'm passionate about things that God's placed inside of me, on my heart, that I love. And He's given me these opportunities to use those gifts and to express those longings and those things that I just love so much with other people, and serve other people in that way. Those are the kinds of things that make God's highlight reel in my life. And it really takes the focus off of pressure, performance, expectations, fear of failing again, condemnation, negative self-talk. Those things are really hard to get through when you're focusing so hard on finding God in your year. So two things that I want to do this year. One, I want you to consider the possibility, the reason you're setting the same goals every year and not sustaining that change in your life is because there's more to it than just doing something different. You've got to look inside at your internal landscape and find out what's going on. Learn more about it. Dig into that work. It's worth it. And then try something new with me this year. Instead of making resolutions and goals and plans, find God and write down His highlight reel in your life. I just want to take this time of year and flip it on its head. Instead of planning and having anxiety, you know, about this next year and ramping up, just find God and rest in what He's done and look forward to what He's going to do. And what if our way of planning and making resolutions, what if that's already jumped on its head? What if flipping it right side up is actually finding God in our life? My hope in doing this is to remember that when I sat down to plan for the years past, I never could have imagined the things I would write down at the end of the year when I look back. The things I would write down are, you know, externals, performance. Oh, I hope to do this. I hope to do that. And those are beautiful and those are great. But every time I look back, those are just not the focus like I think they would be. It's different stuff, much more meaningful, lasting stuff. And I want so badly to enter into every year this way. Now that I've experienced it, this will be the third year I've done it this way. It just sets the tone for a very joyful anticipation of seeing what God's going to do next. Regardless of what I have planned and what I want to happen, I want to look for Him at every single turn and remember the ways that He showed up in the previous year. And I want to come back to that over and over again because the doubt always creeps in. My faith always falls short. And sometimes fear just has me paralyzed. So I want to remember how gracious and faithful God's been to me and all He's doing and all He wants to do through me and all that He wants to do through you. So I want to consider this as we begin thinking about a new year. No resolutions, no goals, but a whole lot of joyful and maybe a little scary expectation of what God wants for our year and not what we want for our year. I know this sounds counterintuitive to what we know and what we always do. And that's okay to try something new. It's okay to try something different. I know that I love doing this every year. And I believe that, you know, if our goals are to do certain things, you don't have to focus on those necessarily for them to come to fruition always. They're still going to be in the back of your mind. Your heart's still going to long for certain things. So that doesn't have to be your focus. And that means it doesn't have to drive you so that when and if they don't come true or that you don't reach those goals, you're not so down about it. You're thinking about it, but it's not your number one focus. It makes a difference in your perspective. So I want to encourage you all to rest and to be willing to try something different. Be willing to get curious about who God created you to be. Digging into that internal world and learning more about yourself, being honest with yourself, and looking for God. Look for Him last year and how He showed up the whole previous year. And then you just wait and see how He's going to show up the next year. And it's so much fun. I love sitting down at my computer to find those things and reflect on the year and figure out, you know, the ways that He really showed up for me. It just shifts my heart from a place of angst and anxiety and stress and that getting ready to ramp up and like, okay, what are we going to do this year? It's like, no. It's just a more peaceful, restful place of look what He's already done and hope and wait for what He's going to continue to do. And in the meantime, maybe you could get some stuff done too, but that's not what's most important. So it's a different way of looking at a new year. But I hope we can all agree that it's okay to try something different. And I don't know about everybody that's listening to this, but I know I found it to be the rest that I really needed after a full year and Christmas and all the things. The last thing I wanted to do was ramp up for a new year. And honestly, it's another day. Like you go to sleep on New Year's Eve, you wake up and it's another day. Because if there really was something magical about starting a new year, we would not be seeing these top 10 resolutions every year. Okay? That's just the reality. So let's get realistic and let's try something new, shift our focus, and be a beginner. This might be brand new to you. That's okay. If you have trouble finding God in your year, that's okay. Even if you only find two things, hey, it's a start. So I'd love to hear how it goes for y'all. I know I'm excited. I already started my reflection on this year and I love it. And I will continue to do it through the holidays and the Christmas break and things like that. Thank you for joining me. If you enjoyed the show, I would love it if you would share it with someone. And we are going to continue talking about a new year on the next show as I'm going to share a little bit about my year, some personal reflections from my year. So I hope you will join me again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Relationships Unraveled podcast. If you love the episode, please share it on social media and be sure to tag me. Find me at Miranda Kirk and let's continue the conversation. I hope you'll tune in again next week.